Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Stones bringing us back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gene Siciliano is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Finance and the Non-Financial Manager, also Financial Mystery for the Career Teacher. That's just two of his many books and awesome stuff that he creates for you and me to help us do a better job of managing our business. One of the things we have to do, though, folks, because we're out here, Gene, we're out here kind of on our own. We don't have most small businesses don't have a bunch of consultants around. We don't have a bunch of executive vice presidents who can help us with some things, help us see some things. And sometimes we even do it to ourselves. We don't even ask other people, and we wind up with a project that either has failed and we know it and we don't know what to do about that, or it's failed and we don't know it and we have yet to learn all that. What do we do? How do we deal with this? What are some of the factors that go into that kind of a dysfunctional dynamic, Gene?
Well, one of the things I think we have to recognize, Jim, is that that projects fail. Projects succeed and projects fail. And if we did not develop the metrics to adequately track the progress of a project to see that it's meeting the kind of metrics and the kind of timeline that we should, and very often business owners and entrepreneurs don't do that because they're moving so fast. So getting past that.
They don't want to know the truth, because the truth would hurt their feelings.
Well, that's true. That's
real. That's a real emotion.
For another day. Yeah, it is. But let's get past that one and let's say, okay, however they discovered it, they've discovered that it's a loser. What do we do? There are two paths to take here. One is, what do you do with the project? And the second is, what do you do with your own mindset about that? What do you do with the project? I think if you discover it's a failure, and as you mentioned earlier, there are costs that are sunk into that, and a lot of business owners say, I've spent a lot of money on this. I can't possibly just throw that away. And the answer is yes, you can.
Well, and can we stop there for a second? Let's stop there for a second, Gene. Folks, talking about is the sunk cost argument. It's called sunk cost, and it's an argument that you make with yourself that is dangerous. You have to be careful. If you ever look at a project through the lens of, but I've already got so much in it, you're in dangerous territory if you ever get to that point, because it's preventing you from looking at the project honestly. What do you think, Gene?
Yeah, right on. That's the whole point of that. Once you have spent that money, you have spent that money. Unless you build something you can sell to somebody else, it's gone. It's history. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, do you waste more money going forward, or do you recognize what you've done, say those costs are sunk, which means they're spent, they're gone, now what do I do instead?
I bet your parents have said to you, mine did, don't throw good money after bad.
Well, I don't know if it was my parents, but somebody has told me that probably 5,000 times over my lifetime.
Don't throw good money after bad. Go ahead.
So, right, once you get past that, you say, all right, we recognize we spent the money, done. Now the question is the learning. What did you learn from that? What did you learn that you should have done differently or could have done differently or could have protected yourself from that mistake? Because as we know, every experience, every result is either a success or a learning opportunity. And we got to sit back and look at the learning opportunity for us, because that's how entrepreneurs and business owners grow. Frankly, it's how consultants grow. We all grow through our experience of successes and failures. Mm-hmm. There isn't anybody on the planet that hadn't had failures in their life. And the question is, what do you do with that? And the answer to me is, you got to sit back and look at yourself honestly and say, okay, I am now the independent evaluator of me and of my performance. What did I do that I should have done differently? What will I do differently next time? Is it I'll have a backup plan and I'll watch the metrics more carefully? Is it that I will make sure I listen to the advice of people who maybe aren't as high in my company as I am, but they may see things that I don't see? I mean, those things you do, the lesson you learn, so that a given mistake only gets made once.
Well, and one of the things that you do this not only for yourself, but you do this for your employees, because you can have employees who are working on projects that are failing. And you have to get to the point where you say, okay, this isn't working. And instead of being all upset over whatever your sunk costs are, you have to say to yourself, okay, I just made an investment to learn what doesn't work. What do you think?
Yeah, good. Well said. Instead of an investment in that project that I must keep alive,
right?
That was an investment in learning. Good way to look at it. Very good way to look at it.
I had a family member ask me for advice one time, and I was giving him good advice, and I could tell he wasn't paying attention because he was already committed to what he was asking me about, right? And I yelled at him a little bit, and I said, hey, you need to pay attention to me. I'm giving you advice that I'm still making payments on. I've already made this mistake. I'm still making payments. You need to listen to me. Hold on to that thought, Gene. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more about what do you do when a project fails? How do you make sure that you know that it does and that you're honest about it? It's not easy. It's really hard, especially out here on Main Street. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.